Hey everyone, it's Angel Words, and in this video, you're gonna learn how not to lose your IG account, how to make a polished album, and why start an LLC as an artist. Now, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button, follow us on YouTube. Also, we are on all podcast platforms, especially Spotify. Our sponsors today are OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. We have the tutorial videos now on how to start a dope podcast in just one day, so check that out in the description. Also, we have everything you need to purchase to start your own podcast and get your voice out here in the description, so click on those links. And if you want to read the exclusive blog and cop some of this exclusive merch, the coffee is bueno, go to aowent.com. Now, on deck, on the Angel of Words podcast, Staten Island's in the building.
Yes,
we've got to the fifth borough faster than I thought. B-Easy is here.
B-Easy, B-Easy, you already know who it be. See, let's get it.
That's what's up, my brother. Well, thank you for joining us and trekking over here from Staten Island. We really appreciate your presence here, man.
Appreciate
you know what I mean?
You,
much
man.
Love. I'm so glad that I was able to, you know, with you, finish the boroughs without having to go crazy looking for one of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
but not that I was opposed to it,
nah.
But it's nice that you're here.
Bro, the opportunity came. I was like, you know what? Let me pop out. Queens is, you know, it's type deep from Staten, but, you know, there's ways, man. When there's a will, there's a way. You feel me?
B-Easy.
But we're here. What's happening?
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man.
And please, tell us how you lost your IG account. We're going to get right to it. What happened
there,
bro?
Let's just get right to it, man.
Yeah.
You know, I, for the longest, you know, been keeping this a little bit down. Like, I haven't been really talking about it as much. I spoke about it with, like, people that, like, really know, or, like, that was, like, there with me. So, shoot, man, this day was crazy. So, mad stuff happened on this particular day, but the first thing that happened was, like, me and my boy, High C, we went to go see DJ Khaled. Word. Met him.
My guy. You know,
word.
My
dead
guy.
Ass. I swear, man, I can't even make it up. You know what I mean? We saw him, did what we had to do. Then I posted like a little clip of that. And then right after that, like on my story.
You went to his concert, you mean?
Nah, I went to like a meet and greet.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I met the nigga.
Ah, that's what's up.
Word. I definitely did.
So you paid for one of those.
It wasn't that crazy.
Yeah,
though.
That's
smart.
Because
we got the album. We got the God Did.
Oh, that's what's up. Before
$18. I was like, fuck it. And the CD, this is going to be fire. Yeah. We got the Jay-Z, that crazy-ass Jay-Z verse on it. So I'm like, this is going to be worth something, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Wow,
that's
okay.
Hey, rises my net worth, maybe. I don't know.
That's what's up.
But, so that day, after meeting up with him, I posted that. And then right after that, on my story, I posted a video clip of my single at the time that I was pushing, Never Fold.
Okay. Fire track, by the way.
Appreciate that, bro. Like, that one, I produced that track and everything. I took, shout out Nickelodeon, shout out Backyardigans, because I definitely took y'all sample. We'll keep it at that. But anyway, but once that happened, I posted that track, and then I went to sleep and woke back up, and my shit was just, like, gone. And I'm doing all the, going through the whole process. And basically what happened was, like, even though it was my stuff that I was posting, for whatever reason, I think it got, like, some type of, like, copyright claim. Right? That's, like, one of my theories. There's many theories on this because I really do not know. Then I go check and here, look, I could show you in person, like, it was like on August 30th. That was like on a Monday.
Wow. What was the reason?
Bro, everything that I'd be like trying to find with it.
Wow.
It says.
All right. So I'm going to read this.
Word.
It says your account or activity on it doesn't follow our community guidelines. Your account is not visible to people on Instagram and you can't use it.
Crazy, bro.
Just because of the DJ Khaled situation?
I don't even know.
That's
I feel like
crazy.
Or another reason or another thing, because I was like looking it up. Like, how did I lose my Instagram? Like, I don't post nothing crazy. All I be doing is my
music.
Violating
community guidelines, you got to go a hell of a way out to do that.
Yo, I feel like bots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those, they just be like, you know, there'd be one person sending out whatever bots on the internet, and it'll report everything, like each one of your posts for everything. And whatever sticks will stick. And then there was another message. I don't have that one. But it was like, oh, this song, you can't post this song in like 72 countries or some shit. So it was like deeper layers. I'm like,
how long ago was this?
This was this year.
Word?
This August. I said August 30th.
Wow.
Word. So like for all of September.
So be careful. I mean, yeah. Like I said, be careful with the music you're using because people will flag you.
Bro.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
To the point where like they shut down your account. So be careful with that, people. That's
why. Yeah, man. I'm about to. And then, yo. Then this is where it even got deeper. Because when this was on Facebook, see, that was the thing.
Yeah.
It was not just Instagram.
Yeah.
It was Facebook, too.
Yeah.
And Facebook be bugging out, especially with this whole, you know, it's just the algorithm. They trying to protect everything, try and make everything safe, you know, regardless if you, you know, agree with it or not. But this is where I drew the line of like, nah, this is crazy. Because you saw the music video for Neverfold.
Yeah.
Y'all saw the music video for Neverfold.
And if you haven't, you go check it out.
See the music
go to my man's gram. What's your gram?
Hey, my gram now is IMB_EZ. That's IM, whatever. You heard it the first time.
I'll scroll it there. I'll make sure that's all written correctly. Don't worry, BZ. We'll take care of that.
Yeah, word. Anyway, yeah. So this is where I drew the line. Now read that to the people.
It says your post goes against our community standards on child sexual exploitation.
Bro.
That's crazy. Your post goes against our community standards of child sexual exploitation. Okay, that's crazy.
Crazy,
all right.
Bro.
Wow.
Can't make it up. And this was all during that time. It was like,
but what did you post that they...
Bro, I posted a clip of Neverfold. I have no children in that video.
And there was no innuendos
of
child exploitation, no child labor. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing in that scene.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Wow. So,
yeah, bro.
So be careful. Yo, wow, you really got to really, man.
Just be careful. You know what I mean? Just, I suggest this for anybody watching through that long ass, you know, explanation as to what happened.
Yeah.
But it needed to be said. Just get like 2, maybe 3 accounts. You know, if these OnlyFan bitches is doing it, why not do it too? You feel me? Just get all these fucking accounts just in case. The backup to the backup to the backup so that, you know, you're Gucci. Even though at the end of the day, I don't really agree with social media anymore, even though it's like, you know, it's a standard, I guess, or like this is what you got. It's part of society. So like if you're not on social media, then you're looked at as the crazy one.
I do look at you crazy if you don't have a social media.
Word. I mean,
I judge all
things.
My friends. All my friends in my age range. I'm like, yo, y'all weirdos. Because y'all seeing everything. Y'all don't comment. You're talking to me about it behind the scenes. Like, I'm calling y'all out. Like, what are you doing? Get on the gram and stop being, you know what I mean? Stop doing wild shit on the gram that your wives are getting pissed off at you.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, BZ, that's an interesting story. Thank you for sharing that. Now, we're going to move on to the next thing, which is why to start an LLC as an artist. Please break it down to them, bro. Because
I'll try.
It's like beating a dead horse sometimes, bro.
I know. I feel like there's definitely, I'm not the best source of this information. There's this thing called iPhone or a thing called a phone where like sometimes for people, all you got to do is just Google it. That's how simple it is. But I'll break it down for y'all if you really don't
know. Yeah, how's it work for you? Why is
so
it work
for
you?
So for me, you know, write-offs. That's number one.
Yeah.
You can basically write off everything. To a degree, of course, but like you have a good tax person, you got someone who's like down and knows what they're talking about. That's really what the real key is. As long as you get people that around you who know what they're talking about with this shit, and like you don't that don't like have you mess up, because you know you're bound to mess up if you do everything by yourself. But get a solid team. That's also key with all of this, bro. But you could just do it yourself and just write off everything. That you do for your business. It's so simple. You can put your own money into it. And then, you know, there's different ways you could get to this as well. Like I said, I'm not the best source of this information, but it still needed to be said.
But
like,
you're spending a lot of money, right? If you're investing in your career, which you're prolific, you have a bunch of content, you have, you know, 3 albums, you have a bunch of singles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you're basically a polished artist right now, and I'm sure you've been spending a lot of money on your craft, you know what I mean? And you need to be able, you're protecting your investment in yourself, bro.
Nah, definitely. And that's another thing, too. Like, if you really want to do this as an artist, you know, whether you're a rapper, singer, producer, you know, there's levels to it. You know, you got to make sure you're protecting yourself. That's really the main key, you know, with the LLC, with the business. You know, I got a couple businesses right now. I got my own. It's B-Easy Music Entertainment. I think there's an ink in there too, but you know, that's me. That's everything that I have, like my clothing brand, the CTG brand, the Compelled to Greatness brand. You know what I mean? I'm part of this other LLC corporation called Santiago's Garden. And Santiago's Garden, we'd be selling or we'd be growing our own marijuana.
Okay.
Weed. All of that. And if you smoke, this shit ain't no joke. You feel me? This shit is definitely top quality stuff that we'd be doing. Shoot, man, just holla. You know, we'll have that link down below too, at Santiago's Garden. I think there's some underscores in there, but it'll be linked. It'll be linked below. But yeah, man, it's just important, because then once you get that figured out, then you're going to just get more money. And that's really what everybody wants. Everybody wants to be, you know, top salah and just, you know, get the money. But hey, man, there's ways to do it. And LLC is definitely one of those ways.
That's what's up. All right. Now let's move on to the artistry, baby. How to create an album. My man got tracks. You know, you have like a Talib Kweli kind of like vibe going for yourself.
That's nice.
You know, I'm going to be honest, not music that I would normally listen to.
Hey, man, fuck
but,
it.
You know, to be honest with you, but everybody knows that for, you know, 15 plus years. Hey. I like my ratchet hip hop. I don't know why. It's my guilty pleasure. But,
I
listen to everybody's music within the context of what the kind of artistry that they're putting out there. And it's really, really good. You know, the evolution I could see.
You
know what I mean? Your skills have gotten, your flow has gotten better from 2015, which was like 2015, 16, your first album.
16, yeah.
Right? And you know, which was, and by the way, the name of that album is Easy Pass, Fast Lane Status. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely on Spotify and all the
DSPs.
Listen to that.
Come on.
But you know, I've seen the evolution, you know what I mean? You got the socially conscious rap, but then you also have like the introspective, like the issues with women in relationships, like you really delve in deep to your emotional side in your music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell us how you make these albums, bro, if you don't mind.
Oh, man. I mean, it takes time. For me, it really does take a little bit of time. But like, once you know what you're kind of doing and you love the craft and you love the art and you love what you're making, then, you know, it comes natural. You know what I mean? It's as if like sometimes I won't even like write a song. I'll just be chilling and then I'll watch something or like I'm doing something, walking outside or whatever. And then inspiration just comes. You feel me? And that's on that level. But diving deep into it, you know, like I mentioned before, I make my own beats. So that's really where it starts. Most of the beats that like, or most of the songs that I put out, majority of them are my production, and I just use Reason. A lot of people don't even use that. My DAW system is
okay. So that your Reason. Digital audio workstation is Reason, which you know you gotta be hardcore to work with Reason. You know, it's the big brother big sister, big brother of GarageBand, which I use to edit my audio.
Word, that's crazy. Wow, yeah, putting it like that is that's wild. But yeah, man. So I use Reason, and I figured it out. It was really when I was in college. When I first went away for college, I was.
Where'd you go? That's one of my favorite sidebar combos.
I went to my first college was Florida Institute of Technology.
Okay,
word. I was on the football team.
Okay, word.
Word. College league.
That's
football.
What's up, man. Yeah, they got a decent squad, not for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, playing football in Florida is no joke, bro.
Yeah, nah, it ain't. It ain't no joke. It definitely isn't. There's definitely a variety of people there of like all heights. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was playing cornerback.
Okay.
At the time.
Wow, and so you have great footwork, you know, great reflexes.
Yeah,
you can run fast.
To a degree. Not anymore though. I mean, I'm fast. I mean, I got the reflexes still, but like, you know, I don't got the speed anymore.
Gotcha.
Because there was times I had to be like, I'm kind of short. I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
I was versing dudes that was like 6'7".
Yeah.
Receivers. I'm like, I gotta jump extra high just to get the ball. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, that was back then. That's where I went. But anyway, when I was there, I was figuring out how to like make trap songs on Reason instead of just doing the basic shit that's already there. How to import, you know, certain drum kits, certain drum loops or whatever loops that there is out there, how to sample, even though I knew how to sample already, but like that was really where like it started right there. And from me learning how to do that then to now and just diving deep into the infrastructure of the song by just doing the production, that is what also sparks the creativity and what comes next is the lyrics. And then if I just feel the vibe, you know, then I just make it what I want to make it. Cause at the end of the day, it's my stuff. You know what I mean? Like I'm not here to please. I want to please everybody, but at the same time, I already know that my shit is authentic to me. And that's what I really want to put out there. And I feel like if you yourself is if you're an artist yourself and or whatever, any type of creative, you know, just put out what you love. Cause at the end of the day, you know, we just little specks on this planet. Like, it really does not matter. But make shit that matters to you, feel me? Like, that's really what I feel like I put into my music. Like, no matter the message, because like you said earlier, you know, I have a variety of type of moods for these tracks. You know, I got tracks like Pain No More, which like you said was like socially conscious. And then I got songs like Never Fold, which is more up. Then I got songs with my boy High C, like Feeling Like the Man, where it's like, yeah, now we talking our shit. And I got more shit that's just going to just keep elevating, you know? And that right there, I'm like, all of these things is leveling up to the point where I'm like, now I'm my favorite artist. It never used to be like that. I used to, you know, have to, you know, just be a fan of music, basically. You know, my first, you know, I get most of my inspiration from like my father, optometrist, who's also a Staten Island rapper. But, you know, industry stuff is like, I be listening to M, I be listening to Nas, like you mentioned, like the Kanyes and like the Talib Kweli at the time. You know, those were my inspirations as to why I do the music that I do as well. But now I'm like, nah, now I'm making my own shit with my own drum patterns, with my own flavor to it. You know, that's the shit that I love. So just make shit that you love at the end of the day. You know, that's really what's key. So
what's the percentage of the music that you've put out? What's the percentage of all the beats you've produced for the music you've put out? Like, is it like 100%, 80% of the songs you have out, you produce yourself? Like, what's the percentage looking like?
Oh, yeah. Damn. Let me think. Because I do got a lot of songs. I'm trying to think. I'm really trying to think. Oh, we can smoke it? No smoke. Oh, my fault. Damn, gang. It's all right.
That's all good.
Yeah, my fault. So, yeah, I got a bunch of songs out. So I guess like the percentage-wise, maybe like 80%. I'll say 80%, only because I do got stuff on like SoundCloud where like some of those beats were like on like YouTube beats, stuff like that. But I put that out at the time. This is when I was still in high school. This was like junior, senior year. And yeah, that's when I like posted songs with like more industry beats and more like, you know, what was current. But then I started to realize again, I'm like, even me doing that, I didn't feel like it was authentic rather than me doing my own beats. Cause then it's like, I want to get to the level where I make beats like this, you know? And that's how it just all sparked. And you can hear that with like the production with my other songs. You know, you can see how each song is just like, we got Never Fold. Like I said, like I made that beat. And then we got my current song right now is Overtime. Overtime, that's technically a YouTube beat, but I bought that shit. You know what I mean? So it's just like, all right, okay. Nah, I got that.
So you're not opposed to paying for music and things of that nature?
Nah, because, you know, it goes right back into that LLC conversation, mm-hmm. where it's like, I'm buying these beats, but with my through my LLC. And then it's like, this money's coming back to me. So then it's like, at the end of the day, it's like a win-win situation. And then I'm just creating. But I'm not opposed to, because then that's basically like, you know, you're just collaborating with people, but just on a different level, because like you're not physically being with the person. Like there isn't this, you know, like we're collaborating right now doing this podcast.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the podcast, because this shit is fire.
Oh,
you
already know. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you being on, man.
Well, honestly. Nah, this shit is, stay tuned.
But 2023, baby.
Yeah,
my man.
We hit 2023. That's crazy saying. 2023 is a good number.
It is. I enjoy it. That's
2-3. But So I'm like, yeah, I'm not opposed. I'm definitely not opposed with collaborating with people. There's many people on the island that we're Staten Island where I'm from. There's many people on that island where I wouldn't be opposed to collaborating with them either. It's just a matter of, the time, and sometimes they be overcharging. It is what it is.
I mean, how that goes, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I can, and then at that point, it's like,
are they really low overcharging? It's not easy making a beat. You make them.
That's what I'm saying.
An easy process, bro.
It isn't easy. It is not easy, but when you beat easy, anything's easy. You feel me?
Hey, look at that.
Bam.
Now, I want to talk about something that I thought was super cool and stood out to me the most as I'm listening to the music on the DSPs that you have put out.
Everywhere.
Your sampling of old school swing and jazz. I'm talking about that 1910, 1920s music, bro. I'm like, yo, my man is jacking samples from like Billie Holiday. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not playing no games, man. Describe why you even done. Like, you like a historian. I'm like, yo, what's up with that, B?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like music.
Oh, hell,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Hip-hop's in my DNA, man. Like, a lot of people, people know. If you know me, you know. But if you don't know, now you know, And basically, hip-hop flows in my DNA, man. I got my father who basically taught me everything. He taught me how to rap.
So your father was an artist
My father still is an artist. Yeah, okay. His name is Optometrist. Word.
Okay.
And he dropped many albums. Like, when I was...
That's crazy. I thought you said your father was an optometrist. Whoa. I like that name though. I might continue, but I didn't mean to call you out. But I'm like, yo.
Nah, bro.
I was like, yo,
that's
confused.
Hilarious, bro. That's content right there. I'm gonna send this shit to him. Right. He's gonna be like, damn. MCOBT, how about that?
That's
MCOBT. But so he taught me how to make beats on Reason.
Yeah.
Like, and that was another thing too, like, that goes back to all these other conversations where it's like, me learning at a young age as well is what made me capable to keep doing. I feel it makes me capable to do what I'm doing right now, as far as, because I grew to love it. And now I'm like, okay, I know how to do this. I've been taught this at a young age. How do I elevate myself to go to the next level and make beats that'll capture audiences' ears? You feel me? And then it's like, I listen to certain tracks because, we're from Staten Island. So it's like sampling as well is in the DNA of Staten Island, especially with the Wu. Like RZA alone, his sampling shit was crazy. You know what I mean? Then you take it further.
The king of that shit.
Hell yeah, bro.
Now, RZA's an animal.
Yo, bro. And all those different, like, he was putting kung fu shit into his songs.
The RZA's an absolute beast.
Like, come
bro.
On, bro. That's,
come on, my man.
That's crazy.
My man is scoring movies now. My man is a beast. I think he's won an Oscar or a Grammy for scoring a movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Shit, bro.
Maybe I'm tripping. I think he did.
He probably
did. For one of the Quentin Tarantino films.
Well, so I don't know if he got an Oscar for that one.
Yeah.
But he definitely, he did the soundtrack for Kill
Bill.
Yeah,
yeah.
My fault.
Well, yeah, that may have won an Oscar for Best Original Score. I got to look that up. Man, I wish I had my assistant in the house. I would have called out for him to look that up real quickly. But let's discuss the Wu-Tang, man.
Okay,
like,
let's discuss
I mean? Because they are the people that have, always been there at the forefront of anything Staten Island. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I battled Method Man's son.
Word.
That's how crazy it is.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Word. On some real shit. I mean, it's all love now. Shout out to Fifth Power. Shout out Supreme. We out here, man. The whole second generation Wu. Like, we basically, bro, we went to school with the offsprings. Really, like, that's really what it is. Like, we was on the same ball team. Like, we was playing football all together. Like, we was all, We were different ages. And stuff like that, but like, we was all on the same team representing something, and like that, that's where you grow, like, the brotherhood. And from that, it was like, oh shit. And then it's like, oh damn, your father is Method Man. Like, oh shit, your father is Ghostface. I'm like, oh shit. Like, it's that's how small Staten Island is. It's like, it's crazy. Everybody's connected. It's wild. Like, you know this person, he's cool with this person. This person's my godfather. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, now back then, it was just for the fun of it. You know, I battled Method Man's son. People could say who won. I mean, it doesn't really matter at this point. But at the end of the day, you know, their fathers.
It matters, bro. Why you capping? Why you capping? Don't cap here, man. It's all right, man. It matters.
We're competitive.
You played sports. You're mad competitive, bro. That's in your DNA.
I gotta be easy. I gotta just be easy.
I hear that.
I gotta be easy.
Stay true to the brand.
Hey,
you know?
Listen, bro. Hey, cheers. But back to the whole, like, you know, sampling thing. You know what I mean? I love chopping beats. I really do love chopping beats. Like, I be on my Kanye shit. I really do. And I be just, you know, it's we going to a different level with it now too. Like, now we're doing, or now I'm doing, I should say, like, more club. I want to integrate that stuff, the sampling, more sampling than the club stuff. Like the Beyonce's, like, Break My Soul, like that, yeah. That vibe. You know what okay. I mean? Because that beat was simple as hell.
Yeah.
Really think about it. But it had that first little sample thing in the front.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what are we doing? And then she sings, powerful, okay. And that was it. It was a simple-ass beat. So how are we going to flip that to another?
Yeah, but the high ends on that beat go...
Oh, no.
They go unnoticed.
Oh, yeah.
But they
hit. It's
yeah.
On a production level.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to hit.
Yeah.
But it was simple.
And you're using WAV files, right? When you're bouncing everything out of you.
Yeah, WAVs, MP3s, but I think I work on like the AIFF.
When you're dropping music on your DSPs, are you using WAV files or using MP3s?
I think now I'm doing MP3s.
Okay.
Because I think it depends on the distributor.
Yeah.
Because I was using different distributors like throughout my whole career, really.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 23 right now. In 23, you know what I mean? 23. But... I was, yeah, man, it's, lost my train of thought, but word.
That's what's up, man. Well, you know, it's all good, brother. Don't worry. You know, I got a lot of questions, so yeah, we got to keep it pushing.
We Gucci.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, with all due respect, I always tell my Latin, you know, my Latin kind of descent with, you know what I mean, that are in hip hop. It's a tough game.
It's
a tough game, man. There's not a lot of representation in terms of like the, you know, the high end spectrum of the music world, man. Like, you know, does that discourage you at all? What's your thoughts on that situation?
No, I don't get discouraged by stuff like that because it's just I understand. I'm aware of it. It's not like I'm unaware.
Okay,
you know, you just gotta keep moving. You gotta keep pushing. You know, it's always gonna be some type of thing to hold you back. There's always going to be something that you know, whether that has to do with race or whatever. Like, it's at the end of the day, just stay true to you. Do what you got to do. And that's, you know, just represent what's right to yourself. And just as long as you're good, then, hey, no one can stop you.
Is there anything you learned through football that you take into the studio?
I definitely take my anger.
Okay. I put that
into my and like songs like What's Up With It?
Yeah.
Which is old.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's new.
Yo, yeah, that's a fact.
You know,
that was a good track, actually. I enjoyed that.
I appreciate
one.
That. You know, with that song, see, that one was like the first, like, that was the growth right there. That was when it switched. I was like, oh, I could do these beats now. Oh, okay. And people don't even know. Like, I have a Nina Simone sample.
You do. You sample well. You sample well. I don't know if you're clearing these samples, bro, right, but you know.
That's an LLC, guys.
Yeah, already.
LLC,
do you copyright your music too?
Yeah, I copyright.
All right, cool.
All throughout my distributor as well. All
right. So, if we look you up through BMI or ASCAP and the Library of Congress, you'll pop up like, yo, this is.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, could you discuss that? Because I feel like people really, that's an underrated part of the process. That's super important, man.
Yeah, you got to just make sure you linked up with, you know, all of it. Make sure all your shit is good so that you get the good credentials and stuff. You get all the flows of money. You know, that's again, that's really what it's about, I guess, with this music stuff on that level. Because you just got, and then the whole protection part as well. Like, you know, either sign up with like ASCAP or BMI. I be telling my people this all the time, but now I can just tell y'all because it's like, now I don't got to, I can just say it once here and I don't have to say it again. I just be like, hey, check out this video. But yeah, sign up with ASCAP or BMI. One of them you have to pay for. I think the other one's free. Do Song Trust, you know, that protects a portion of your music. And then there's another one with it has song in it too. I forgot what it is. But yeah, it's just all of that stuff. Just, you know, just really do your research. That's really at the end of the day, like what you got to do. You know, there's many YouTube videos, Google, you could just, blah, 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 you feel me? And just be like, it's all right there. You know, that's, you know, sometimes you got to do that. You got to put in that 10,000 hours, like they say.
Yo, you ain't never lying, bro.
You feel me? You got to do it. I feel like I've, you know, I'm still doing it. I'm not even counting at this point. I'm just like, word, just keep going. At some point, it's gonna work out. You know? And hey, man, that's really what it is, man. That's what you got to do. You just got to make sure everything is good. You protect it and you get your money and then you live a happy life.
Yo, and
that's it.
And I forgot to mention that he will be performing today featuring Hi-C, who's in the building. Come say hello. My man is going to be here today. You know what I mean? Performing right there. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Say hello to the people. Yeah, right there. You know what I'm saying? So there'll be a feature today. They're going to be performing War Ready. So stay tuned to that. The podcast today is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. Thank you, Hi-C, for pulling up, man. Traumas, appreciate sure you, man.
You gotta focus on that because trauma creates people. You gotta get healed.
Bow.
You already know. Bow. You know, right now, you know, we've reached a point in the podcast.
Okay.
Be easy. Where's time to play?
What are we playing?
Five words with Angel.
Five words with Angel. Crazy. Let's get it.
Now, on Five Words with Angel, be easy. Like I mentioned to you off camera, I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question. You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head.
You know what's crazy? Some real shit, I took a psych test, like,
it's like that. Yeah, it's the one. Yeah. That's where I get this from, bro. I'm not low with it. Yeah, that's where I jack the ideas from. That's how
I feel you, bro.
Yeah, when you're a football player, they always want to know where your mental state is so you don't go out on the town wilding. I already know how the coaches get down.
Bro.
The first word on Five Words with Angel was never fold. What do you think about when you think about never fold?
Greatness.
Nice. The second word on Five Words with Angel, football. What do you think about when you think about football, boss?
Legacy.
Mm-hmm. All right. The third word on Five Words with Angel is Wu-Tang. What do you think about when you think about the Wu-Tang? All righty. I like that. The fourth word on Five Words with Angel, your brand, your clothing brand, CTG, you said.
Yes.
So what do you think about when you think about your clothing brand, CTG, boss?
Well, I could just say compelled to greatness because that's what it stands for. Right. You know what I mean? But just a single word, I could just say unity.
Nice. Now, the fifth is a question and doesn't have to be one word.
Okay.
Give me a good Staten Island story, man. Staten Island, the fifth word.
Damn. A good Staten Island story. You know what? I'll say a good one. A good one. But this all leads into why I made Pain No More. And this gets on like more on the social side of it. And this is how it all leads back to the whole how small Staten Island is, but how we all just are intertwined with one another. So this was a dope moment that the whole community came through, basically, or at least the South Shore. It was during the time of the George Floyd, what happened in 2020. So we protested. We walked to one of the precincts. It was a long walk, but like not that long. It was because, again, Staten Island is like 12 miles long. It's not like Queens or Brooklyn or Manhattan where it's like there's a train, but nobody uses the train. Like, we get dead ass just walk there and get there at the same amount of time. That's, you know what I mean?
Wow, okay. I didn't know that. You know, bro, these whole new things. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, nice. you know, you could definitely, you could get from one area to the next in like an hour by walking. And it's the same amount with the bus. You feel me? Like, that's, it's just crazy. But whatever. So back to the story. Yeah, we just all protested together, walked to one of the precincts, and, you know, did the whole, you know, like, Black Lives Matter. Did in honor of him, or the situation, rather, you know, we took, like, a knee in silence type shit for, like, a whole minute. And then one of the dudes who was speaking was like, now imagine doing that. Or imagine someone having that much strength on you, but for, what was it, 6 or 7 minutes? You know what I mean? And it was real. I was like, damn. Like, this whole situation was just, it was messed up. And that's what inspired me to even do a song like Pain No More, because it's just mad stuff was happening that year. But that shit was just, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back type shit. That's when everyone was like, fuck this COVID shit that was happening. Even though that shit's out there, but it was like, fuck that. We're gonna just unite. And that, again, I don't really see that much on my island. I don't see that. It's hard to see that, because even though it is small, there are parts of the island where it's like people are just, you know, they just bougie. They to themselves. They don't give a fuck about us. I don't give a fuck about people, our complexion, other people's complexion. You know, feel me? That's the other part. That's the other side, you know. But at the end of the day, man, just us uniting at that moment was just mad cool. I was like, damn. And I was seeing people. I was seeing Method Man's son. We gave Depp. You know what I mean? I saw other people that I haven't seen in a while who have, like, you know, Intel. Shout out to my guy Intel. He's you guys' son. You know what I mean? You know, everybody's just connected. And like, we all just know each other one way or another. Like, there's mad stories. There's even stories with me. Yo, it's crazy. But I don't want to get too personal with shit. That was definitely a key moment, I would say, like, for Staten Island, or at least at the time, and at least for me.
That's for sure.
I was like, yo.
That's such a great story, man. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, man. You already know, bro.
That was dope. All right, man. Well, my brother, before we end the podcast, could you just look into the camera right here? There's your camera. Sir. Give some words of inspiration to the people out there.
Hey, man, listen, man. Just be yourself. Be you, be free, and just be easy. You feel me? That's really what you got to do. I'll just keep it at that. You feel me?
Now, where can we find you? Let the people know where they can find you, man, so that, you know, everything you're doing, merch, all that stuff, everything that you got going on.
Let me make sure, you know what? I'm going to get my link tree, because this is what you got to do. Also, again, let me get that out. So just in case I mess up, let me get that right quick. Get all my links in order. Just so I am good. Do-do-do. All right, cool. All right. So yeah, you could reach me on Instagram at IMB_EZ. That is IMB_EZ. Twitter, TikTok. There's other spots too, but with this user at B_EZ Music with a K. That's at B_EZ Music with a K. That was my old one. I had everything being that
yeah,
one.
Man.
It crazy.
It's unfortunate that you lost the account.
Yeah, man, it happens. YouTube, you could follow me at B-B-EZ_Music with a K. That's where I post majority of my videos. I have another YouTube as well. It's like my Vivo. I got the Vivo, the B-EZ Music Vivo. It's just the same thing. That one's just without the dash. But yeah, man, yo, we out here. We out here. We making moves. You know, every day is a struggle, but we just overachieving and overcoming. You feel me? And that's what you got to do. And word. Let's get it.
Staten Island in the mother loving building, man. Thank you, B-EZ, for rounding off the five boroughs. You know what I'm saying, man? I appreciate you, my brother.
Word.
Definitely, man. Everyone, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button. Follow us on all the podcast platforms. Shout out to our sponsors, OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to get over your trauma and build resilience. If you want to start your own podcast, please pay attention to the description links below. And if you want some of that merchandise and read some of the exclusive blogs, because Angel of Words is still writing, you know what I mean? Just not for any particular magazines, unless they holler at me with some good funds. You already know. Hey. But yeah, some of my writing is still up there at aowent.com. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Be Easy's on deck next with High C performing War Ready. Te quiero Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel.
Hey, Santiago's got it. Let's get it.
Live from the Angel of Words Studios, representing Staten Island and performing War Ready, we have Be Easy featuring High C.
Hey, let's get it. You already know.
Boom, boom, boom.
You already know. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. War Ready.
Let's go. Look, I've been grinding too motherfucking long. Leave me the checks to my millions, leave me the fuck alone. Leave me the key to success. I'm finna break the dough, then break the bones of anyone hating. Dig, I'm 6 feet below. Through the storm, I weathered this alone. Been war ready, I take a shot like my name's Stallone. I write my quotes in gold, and if you doesn't know, Be Easy, ballistic elimination zone. Scorch in the booth, burn the roof, watch on the microphone. Moment of truth, set me loose, felt like I might explode.
I'll
take it further, cool high seat, bring me the burner, roll to your crib, hide the kids, we're screaming bloody murder, over the whip, stupid bitch, I'm keeping it assertive, picture perfect, Be Easy quitting, never heard of, you fuck with me, I fuck your mother, Hershey was a squirter, let's take a moment and chill, tired of keeping it real, this ain't no beef nor real, but what's the deal, you want a different spiel, you wanna hear how I got the spinning rims on the wheels, and how I got a bad bitch, worth more than the hills, kick them glorious meals as I add more to my skills. See, we warriors. Once I step on the field, I do what I want. Fuck what you think, I'm going for kills. But this ain't no Call of Duty. This the shit you see in movies. Moving like a step back on my 2-3. I just keep it together, righty tighty, never loosey. You get hit with the face, slap a nigga like I'm Boosie on God. We never gonna stop. Look at the squad. Look at my face. Can you not tell that I am the bomb? Set the stage. You can't fuck with this dog.
Where is my bond?
Yo, high seat. Time to go off. Let's
look,
go.
Can't stop the team, never.
Never.
Can't top the team, ever.
Ever.
I'm already the never.
I'm what?
I'm already
let's
the smoking pressure, carrying pressure. Nobody better tearing shit with no effort. And the coat got the feathers, and the shoes got the leather. Special occasion, they've been waiting. Brought my team together, breaking records.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm already than ever.
Yep.
Everything temporary, but this drip is forever.
Hey.
Dress up,
hey.
Cause the clothes won't fit in the dresser.
Nah.
Tacked up,
what?
Nike sweater, Nike the sweater. I told her before, so if you know, then you know. And if you don't, gotta go, you might as well go home. Cause I'm letting shit go, let your business go. Till the head try to pull, this that Henny with Coke, not cola, but the Coke in the nose. I'm at the top of the nose, please shooting like the road. Red blood on the gold seats, that bitch gotta go. If you know, then you know me, I've been taking souls. Try to rob me with a gun, then I'm taking your pole. No bullets in the clip, pistol whip to your dome. And now I'm getting your bitch, and that's my name, that's Simone. I got mine on the phone, I tell her lower your tone. I said look, tired of these bitches pretending. Buying designer with a check, but ain't even spending. HDMI, I am the wire, they calling me a connection. Turn it to the plug, and now I need to find some connection.
Let's go.
Send a part of message to end this. Sign a vagina is my missus incentive. Trying to design a way to create a retention. It's kinda like Monopoly, a great depression. Let me end this. I'm gone. Listen, we war ready.
War ready.
Listen, we been ready.
Been ready.
Listen, we war ready.
War ready.
Yo, listen, AOW, man.
Yo,
this how
you
we
already
rocking,
know
man.
What it is. That was your boys, Be Easy and High C. Don't forget to follow them on all the DSPs. Follow me on all podcast platforms. Te quiero Puerto Rico, Santa Isabel.